Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. And I'm coming to you with another edition of what I like to call Rich's Ramblings, where I just ramble about some particular topic that happens to cross my mind. So I appreciate you giving it a listen. And let's go ahead and see what I'm going to ramble about today. Something that I've begun to notice, or I shouldn't say begun to notice, I've seen it for a while now, but it really came alive to me a couple of weekends ago when I was at the World Finals at Charlotte Motor Speedway at the dirt track at Charlotte. If you haven't been there before, the way they have the pit area set up, all the late model haulers are kind of in the same section. And they sort of sit back-to-back with each other with the cars out, you know, just probably 20 feet from each other on each side. So you just walk down that entire row and you see every car that's there pretty much. And something that really struck me on Saturday, which was the second day of racing. Now, they raced on Friday, then came back Saturday. There were some of the cars there that looked like they had not raced at all on Friday night. And what that brought up to me, what it made me think was the cleanliness of the car, to me, illustrates a lot. Now, I know having mud on the car and all that is not necessarily going to slow it down that much, but if you look at the cars who win frequently, and everybody knows who they are, but if you look at those cars, when they arrive, when they unload those things out of the truck, they look brand new, oftentimes. And where, some other guys who maybe don't win as much and maybe run further back in the pack, they don't tend to look that way. And it's, as I said, it's not that the mud on the car, the dirt on the car doesn't make it go faster or slower or anything else. But to me, what that illustrates is when you have a race on a Friday night and then come back and race on a Saturday, the very next day, and your car is so clean that it looks like it didn't race at all the night before, that shows to me attention to detail. And if somebody's going to pay that kind of attention to detail as far as just keeping the car clean, in my mind, that also means that they're paying very close attention to detail to other things that matter much more, making sure that every bolt is tightened and everything is just the way it should be. And I think that's why there are some teams that win regularly and some teams that don't. And so because they pay so much attention to detail. And as a matter of fact, there were a couple of people I was actually discussing this with while at Charlotte. And one of the people I was talking to is rather prominent car owner who pretty much agreed with what I was saying, that it's not the fact that the car is clean that makes it go fast. It's the fact that the crew pays attention to detail, and that is one of the details, and that's the one that you can most clearly see. So I'm going to start kind of taking note and see how often the car that looks like it's ready to win when it unloads out of the truck will be the car that actually does win when it at the end of the night when it's put back in the truck. So I think, like I said, it's just a matter of paying attention to detail. I mean, some guys unload their car and they look like they had to pull it out of a mud hole just to put it into the truck. And then there are even some who show up at the track with the car not even lettered yet or even ready to go, and they're kind of scrambling to have to do that. And if you're having to take time away from things like setting up your shocks and your springs and tuning your engine, doing those things that we actually know do matter, if you're having to take time away to handle other things like detailing type things, that's going to show up on the racetrack. And you know, it may just be a tenth of a difference, but as we know, a tenth of a difference is huge in modern day racing. A tenth of a difference can put you from starting up front to starting back in the middle of the pack, or causing you to have to be buried deep in a heat race, which will then cause you to start the feature in the middle of the pack. So again, like I said, I know this seems silly to talk about, but to me it looks like cleanliness is next to speedliness when it comes to racing, because again, it's about attention to detail. Some teams who win frequently, and like I said, we all know who they are, they don't leave any stone unturned. Everything is ready. You rarely see these really, really top teams have the car pull in halfway through the race because some bolt came undone, because a wheel was left loose, because, you know, something like that. Those little things. Whereas these other guys who may win occasionally from time to time, but you also see them, they may even qualify well, or they may run well in a heat race, but then when the feature time comes, there's something that prevents them from finishing the race. And then when you hear what it was, you think, well, that seems like a kind of a simple thing to have taken care of, but they're not paying the attention to detail, and how the car looks is a major detail. So anyway, that's just my thoughts for the day. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. It may have seemed silly. I hope you didn't consider it a waste of your time, but I really believe it. I know people say that stuff like that doesn't matter, but I think it does, because it shows that the team wants to not only look their best, but also perform their best, and I believe it's an indication that they will perform their best. So thanks for giving it a listen. Again, it's Richard Allen, InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. As always, I appreciate you visiting those two websites and checking out the content that we post on there. I also appreciate it if you're not already, give me a follow on Twitter at RichardAllenIDR. I'm also on Instagram at RichardAllenIDR. And the InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com both have their own Facebook pages. So if you want to give those two a like, that would be greatly appreciated as well. But for now, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.